Santa Rosa Avenue.
Mm-hmm. Okay, as soon as we pass into the freeway up here, that's where we'll start.
I set off at around 5:30 a.m. with volunteer Joan Maxwell and our guides, Glenn Alsup and Deanna Downing. Glenn sits up front with Joan, who is driving us around this morning. He directs her down side streets, where he suspects people are camping in their tents or cars for the night. We struggle to read the road signs in the darkness just before sunrise.
I don't know.
Oh,
can we get in
right
there?
Down here underneath. Yeah.
Is that where we want
to
go?
It's underneath the, yeah, we need to go.
We need to come back and get in there. Okay.
Right over there.
Okay, I will.
Glenn and Joan point out cars that look as though someone has been sleeping in them. Deanna marks down every tent, car, and individual on the street that they point out.
So we're going to count these vehicles.
Okay. Got to go down
the RV and the van and...
maybe that truck.
Yeah, we'll check.
Look, the windows are fogged up.
Okay.
Oh, that truck?
Yeah.
The point-in-time homeless count takes place once a year, and it's crucial that the numbers are as accurate as possible. The data is used to determine how much money Sonoma County will get not only from the federal government, but also from the state. That's why volunteers are sent with guides, who have experience living on the streets.
Where are you living now?
Where I'm living, right now I'm living at the Sam Jones shelter.
Deanna has to read my lips to understand what I'm asking her. She was born deaf.
I never thought that I would be homeless, but, you know, I've got good people help me out at the Sam Jones shelter.
Sam Jones Hall is a shelter run by Catholic Charities of Santa Rosa. Glenn is living there too, at least for the time being.
I've lived in the same spot for 4 years, my homeless spot, but not in the winter.
Where do you go in the winter?
Sam Jones. Spend 6 months there and then get out and do the river, the creek again.
Last year's count found that nearly 3,000 people were living homeless in Sonoma County. That's a 6% increase since the October 2017 wildfires.
There's a lot more people out here since the fires than there was because they got no homes. They burned them up. A lot of people renting or owning are homeless. They got to go through the process of getting their house replaced and can't do it overnight.
Joan Maxwell, who drove us around for the day, told me why she volunteers.
It's a way to meet a lot of homeless people and to really see firsthand what the conditions are that people are living in, people who are living and actually going up and going to work and things like that. I mean, these aren't people that are necessarily unemployed. What people are having to deal with just to survive, and I think it's very eye-opening, and I would recommend that anybody come and volunteer for this.
We'll have the results of the count in early summer. I'm Adia White for KRCB's North Bay Report.